Hello and welcome to another episode of Mind the Flat, a weekly podcast that brings debate to life's most challenging questions. I'm Chris Heffernan, and as always, I'm joined by my former flatmates and very good friends, Amy Isles.
Top of the morning to you.
And Tom Crowther.
Hello.
This week's life-changing question is, what's the worst weather? But before that, it's time to get in the zone with Chris's Quiz of the Week. Your first question this week is, which witch is killed when Dorothy... Sorry, this is a ridiculous question. There's no other way to write it. Which witch is killed when Dorothy's house lands on her, having been swept away from Kansas by a tornado?
Wicked Witch of the East?
Oh, yeah, I think you're right, because the green one is from the west, isn't she?
Yeah, I think it's the east.
Yeah.
You happy with that?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
Correct. Well done.
Nice.
Number two. On average, how many days of rain or snow are there in the UK? A, 113 days. B, 133 days. Or C, 153 days.
Oof.
I want to go quite low, because I feel like we overestimate how much rain there actually is. I think it's often overcast, but I think snow is like, that's out of the question. I don't think we really have that. I mean, unless you're counting how often does it snow on the top of the mountain, like Ben Nevis or whatever.
Yeah, go on then.
So you're saying 113?
Yes.
Wrong. It's 133.
Still quite low, though. I think most people, if asked for a number, would probably say higher than that.
Yeah, it's 885 millimetres a year.
Ah, fascinating.
Which type of weather features in a Queen song from the musical We Will Rock You?
Oh, I know this. I've just got to run through all of my head now. I was in this when I was at high school. Weather.
I love the fact Tom's offering nothing here.
I do quite like Queen, but I don't know the musical, so I'm just thinking of all the songs that I can think of, which is obviously vaster than the amount of songs in the musical.
Oh, I know this. Which type of weather?
Yeah.
I feel like thunder is probably a good old guess, isn't it?
Oh, gosh. No, let's go for thunder. I'm going to be here for hours otherwise. Yeah.
We're pretty close.
Is it lightning?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me. Galileo! No one going to come in there with the Galileo.
I mean, no, because I'm definitely cutting that.
Obvious when you know the answer.
No!
You try and sing every time.
And you always cut it. Heartbroken. How are the talent scouts going to find me, Tom?
Your next question. Where on Earth was the highest ever temperature of 56.7 degrees Celsius recorded?
56 degrees?
I'm thinking Death Valley.
Go for it. I don't know where that is, but...
Cool. Death Valley.
Correct, Tom.
Well done.
Furnace Creek, Death Valley, California, the Mojave Desert.
Oh, I was expecting it to be in somewhere like Africa.
And it was recorded on the 10th of July, 1913.
Wow. That is hot.
Right. Your final question. People in America have a tradition of using which animal to predict what the weather has in store for them?
Cows? When they sit down?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was a British thing as well, though. Let's go with cows.
You saying cows?
Yeah.
The correct answer is groundhog.
Oh.
And prepare yourselves, okay? Because this question has taken me on a journey of discovery.
Oh my goodness me.
On the 2nd of February each year, thousands of Americans wait for Punxsutawney Phil, who is the most famous of the groundhogs,
oh,
to come out of his hole after a long winter sleep.
Oh my goodness.
After he emerges, he will look for his shadow. It's said that if he can see his shadow, so therefore the weather's clear, winter will last another 6 weeks and he'll return to his den. But if he can't see his shadow because the weather is cloudy, it's a sign of an early spring and he stays above ground. You've heard the word groundhog before, though, haven't you?
Oh.
In a famous film.
Yes, we have.
Groundhog Day. Well, the reason Groundhog Day, the film, is called Groundhog Day is because the character that Bill Murray plays is a weather reporter covering the events of Groundhog Day on the 2nd of February.
Oh.
That's when he then gets stuck in this existence going round and round. And then Groundhog Day came to mean just stuck in the same thing over and over again. But it comes from the festival on the 2nd of February of the groundhog.
Crikey, you really did go down a rabbit hole there, didn't you? Or a groundhog hole.
It blew my mind. So, after that, it is now time to debate. The motion before the flat today is black cloud is the worst type of weather. This week's caveat is there are to be no acts of God. We're talking about everyday weather here. Other than that, the rules are the same as always. No swearing, no taking offence, and of course, no pompous points. As always, we start with an affirmative statement this week from me on the depression of black clouds. Black clouds. They're just so depressing, okay? It's a weather that gives you nothing, okay? It's not beautiful. It's not dramatic. It's not remotely interesting. It's just black clouds everywhere. All you can see, black clouds. And I'd say it's one of those few weathers that can even get inside, okay? Because you're sitting inside and it's black clouds. It just infiltrates your whole life. You wake up, you draw the curtain. Ugh. And you just fall into a stupor of depression. Okay? If it's massive, if there's a massive thunderstorm and it's chucking it down with rain, you open the curtains and it's, oh, I'm glad to be inside today. Oh, look at that. It's dramatic. It's a feast for the eyes. But black clouds, you open it. Oh, great. What a fun day today is going to be.
I would say that black clouds are only bad because they're a precursor for something worse.
Mm.
Black clouds, people don't like them because it means rain, you know? Mm. It's there as a signal that you're going to get the heavens opened up on top of you.
They're ominous.
And so you can't argue for black clouds being the worst weather when the only reason we don't like them is because there's something worse coming around the corner, which is inherently rain.
Oh, no. We're not looking at black clouds thinking, oh, no, there's rain. Because in this country, we have so many days that it doesn't rain, okay? We have these clouds and they're there the whole day. No rain comes, okay? I don't think we don't like them because it's rain. We don't like them because they're dull. They're boring. They just are there. And it would be okay if rain came afterwards, because at least then you're like, okay, that bit of gloom was worth it. Look, we've got some dramatic rain. But no, you just have to sit there all day in a gloom, okay? What we want is the sun, okay? And what do clouds do? Bye-bye, sun. No more sun. Just dark, boring cloud, okay? It's not about what they're predicting. It's what they've got rid of. The sun. Everyone likes brightness and yay, happiness. Not the dullness of clouds.
I will give you a point there, because I do think that like the sun does lift everyone's mood. We all look forward to the time and when the sun's out.
Yeah.
And I guess having cloud cover is there pretty much to stop the sun coming through. So.
But I think one kind of positive, in a way, of black clouds, yes, they are very depressing, but that, for me, inspires my productivity. Because I look outside and I'm like, it's a bit miserable, but that means I've got to stay in and get on with something. Like, when it's a really dark day, you don't really want to go out anywhere because it is sad and depressing, as you say. But then that inspires me to go, like, right, I've got a day where I'm I don't want to go out because it's all dark and depressing. Let's focus my attention on something else to kind of alleviate that and distract me from the darkness. So I think for me, it kind of encourages me to do something else to distract myself from that, which is a good thing. And at the end of the day, it doesn't stop you from doing anything either.
Yeah, that's a really solid point. I think Amy definitely gets a point for that, because I think definitely your most focused and your most productive days always come on days where you can't go out and do other things. I mean, the sun is an invitation to pull you outside, and so those dark days are the days when you really do, you know, focus down on what you want to get done.
But then they can also drive you the other way. I completely agree that, yeah, the idea that there isn't anything else to do, and also the little point you slipped in there of black cloud doesn't stop you from doing other things. But they can drive you the other way. You wake up and you just go, I just want to go back to bed. I just want to get under my covers, TV on, bit of chocolate, and just, yeah, I want a sluggish day. I think it makes you sluggish.
But that in itself is quite nice, because, like, everyone wants a day like that every now and then. And, like, to have an excuse to kind of snuggle down, and, like, when it's a, like, cold winter's day as well, just, as you say, have some chocolate, watch some Netflix or some TV. That's quite nice.
But that's the problem, Amy. Black cloud days aren't just once in a blue moon. Sometimes they're just day after day after day. It's the persistence of them as well. They just, you're like, will they ever go?
Yeah, I'll give you a point there. When it's ongoing,
they're just endless.
Depressive.
Depressing. And I think it's sometimes hard to see the light.
You know what's quite funny is that, you know, I think often the kind of dread comes when you look at the weather forecast and you just see, like, cloud cover, rain, cloud cover. And quite an interesting thing is that a lot of the time, weather forecasters, they will on purpose overestimate the amount of rain or cloud that there's going to be, because people feel worse if they see that it's going to be sunny and it turns out not to be sunny, rather than the other way around, when it's always a good thing is if the weather forecast says that it's going to be rubbish weather and it turns out not to be rubbish weather. So because you can only pick one icon, they often go for the cloudier one, so that you feel more surprised on the day. And I guess that kind of leans into Chris's argument a little bit, doesn't it, is that you're sat there, you're waiting for that cloud to go away, you don't want to see it, and so when it's not there, it's that you get that kind of feeling of, oh, today's going to be a better day than I expected because the forecast is wrong.
Aren't weather forecasters lovely? Giving us that little treat, that little, we fooled you, look, it's better than we thought it was going to be. Yay!
But I just want to come back to the point that it doesn't, although it's dark and miserable, it doesn't actually stop you from going out of the house. Like, if you go out, you're not going to get wet, you're not going to get windswept. There's going to be kind of little to no effect on your physical person. And yeah, it's a bit dark and dingy, but it doesn't mean you have to stay in the house. You can still go out and do stuff outside.
Yeah, I think Amy gets a point for that, because ultimately, cloud cover is bad, but it's not intrusive. I think it's passive. You know, it's not actively there to derail your day. Sure, you've made good points already, Chris, on the fact that it is kind of a bit depressing. But there's no, like, real potent force behind it.
I'm going to give a point for the phrase, derail your day. It's lovely. And come on then, Amy, hit us with your weather.
Right. Undoubtedly, the worst weather is wind. Because not only is it awful in itself, because, the phrase windswept. No one likes being windswept. You're just a mess. It not only messes with your appearance and how well put together you are, you come in from the wind and you're like, you're scatterbrained because you've got to sort yourself out, and you've been battling, you've had this battle with this force that just hits you when you go outside. And it also exacerbates other weather. Wind and rain combined, just disgusting. No thank you. It just, not only are you windswept, then you're also wet. Oh, it's just, there's nothing good about wind. It's cold. It's horrible. It's absolutely vile. I hate it.
I think you definitely get a point there for the image of standing outside and having the rain kind of batter you as it's pushed into you by the gale force winds. That's I can deal with a bit of drizzle, and I can even deal with the rain coming directly down. Yeah. But if the wind is coming up at you from the side and smacking into your cheeks, that's, yeah, that's the worst.
But also, wind is deceptive because you can't see it. I mean, you can see it in trees and stuff, but if you're, like, if you work in an office, for example, and you're surrounded by buildings, and you look outside and it's a bright sunny day, and you're like, oh, I'm going to go for a nice little walk at lunch. Yeah, let's go and get out in the sunshine. You walk out and it's windy. It just ruins it. It ruins the other weather, the nice weather. It ruins because you go out and, again, wind sweat. Your hair's everywhere. It's in your mouth. It's over your face. You can't see. If you're walking with someone and talking to them, you can't hear. If you're on the phone to someone, you can't hear them because you just get... But, oh, it just ruins everything. And you don't expect it. You're like, oh, yeah, sun. But no, ruined.
Yeah.
I genuinely think that this might be the most animated I've seen Amy since we started doing this podcast.
Oh, wind gets to me, honestly.
But I think it is blooming sneaky. I don't think we can get away from that. It's the sneaky weather. Mm. It is that. But, Amy, you said there was nothing good about wind, which I would like to contest on two grounds. Number one, kites. Okay? A kite could not be possible without wind. And how much fun does one have going up a hill? Ooh, whoop, up goes the kite. You can dart it round and it's flying. And all of that fun is made possible by the wind. It's so annoying when you get your kite. I remember Dad had a big kite that he used to take down on the beach.
Yeah.
And you'd carry it all the way down to the beach, get it all out. There's no wind.
Oh.
So annoying.
But then if it's too windy, I used to go with my dad. We've got a field next to my house. We used to go in there. There's kind of a little a peak of the hill. It would all be going great. The wind was making the kite fly, and then it got a little bit too windy, and you kind of lost control of the kite, and then it ends up in a tree, or there was like an aerial, what do you call them? Like a mast, a telegraph pole thing. That type of thing. Always used to get caught on there, and you couldn't get it down because it was too high.
I suppose, though, that's just a general problem with kites rather than wind in general. I think that's kites that have that problem, because whether it's really windy or just normally windy, I think you always have that risk of losing the kite. And so
but then what's the point in kites? I'm not
100% sure that I agree.
Kites still
that's a whole
fun.
Different argument, isn't it?
Kites still bring fun and they need the wind. But my second point, okay, right, is heat can become unbearable. Mm. Okay? Now, what is more lovely than you're walking along? Oh, that breeze. Oh.
But that's a breeze. That is not wind.
Oh, semantics, Amy. Semantics. Breeze and wind, okay? It's all from the same family, okay?
Yeah.
Is
it's my comeback to that.
Fine. That's light wind, okay? It's refreshing. It's something that's... Yes, wind can be absolutely devastating when combined with rain, but when combined with sun, it can create an even more lovely environment to be in.
Yeah, I definitely think... Yeah, Chris, you get a point for that, because...
Yeah, all right.
The sun can be... I don't think it's definitely not the worst. I think we can all agree that the sun is not the worst.
Nope.
Absolutely
but it
not.
Kind of, that wind, that breeze kind of tempers it a bit if it does get on the hot side of things. And it's almost like having that, not constant niceness, but that kind of injection of a breeze. It makes you, like, you care more when it happens. You notice it more and you feel uplifted by that kind of breeze. So,
yeah.
Lifts you up like a kite.
My only comeback was meh, so you can have that one.
So, Tom, where are you coming in this argument?
Okay, so I kind of want to grasp onto something that someone said earlier on, which is that the idea that wind is the kind of invisible weather that you can't see. I would argue that you can't get more invisible than the humidity. You know, wind you can see moving the trees. Obviously, the whole point of the black cloud, the grey cloud, the gloomy skies is that you see it. But humidity is just that, it's that invisible, completely invisible type of weather that ruins everything, especially on a nice day. If you look outside, there's no clouds there. It looks like it's going to be a great day. There's no wind. It's going to be amazing. You step outside and you're covered in sweat. You're just dripping. Mm. It's uncomfortable. It's horrible.
Point to Tom. He's turned the invisible argument around. Wind's no longer invisible. Humidity is.
Yeah, and the stickiness as well. Not yeah. I'm with you there.
That's even worse than, because you can kind of deal with, like, if your hair gets a bit messed up, it's irritating, but you go inside and it's sorted. You know, the clouds are a bit gloomy outside. It's naff, but you can go inside and you can do something else. Whereas often on a humid day, it follows you around. You know, it comes inside with you. We don't in this country really have air conditioning, and that's the only way to make sure that humidity doesn't follow you around. It really is. It's there with you. It lingers. It makes you just feel that horrible tenseness.
I don't know. I think I would disagree with you slightly there, because there are things you can do to combat humidity. Like, fans are great. We do. I think it's not fair to say we don't. Well, I mean, we don't have it on the scale of countries like America that have real problems with humidity, but you don't really, there are days where it's a little bit humid in this country, but you don't really get that much humidity in this country. And when you go to places like America or places that do have, that do get really humid, that they have air conditioning, and that is lovely when you go into like a shop or a building that has air conditioning, and that relief that you get from the air conditioning, which is quite nice, and when you have a shower after it's been humid. Whereas going back to wind, I just wanted to make this point as well. There's little you can do to combat wind when you're in it. Like, it destroys umbrellas. I've lost countless umbrellas to wind. Whereas humidity, it's a bit hot and sticky, but it doesn't ruin, like, possessions and stuff. And wind, if you're carrying papers or anything, just blows them away. Humidity, yeah, is a bit sticky, a bit uncomfortable, but if you go inside with air conditioning or get a shower, you're fine afterwards.
So you say that the fact that it doesn't happen very often makes it less bad, but I would argue that it's the opposite. It's the fact that it doesn't happen often which makes it worse. I mean, we're not arguing for what is the most commonly disruptive type of weather. We're talking about what is that when you're in it, when you're in the moment, what is the worst. And we might not have many days where it is humid, but those days where it is humid, is it catches us off guard. We're not prepared for it. I mean, we can prepare for the other things, but humidity, it's just there, it's sudden, and it's horrible to be in.
I'm going to have to divvy out a couple of points there, because I completely agree with Tom there that, yeah, it's this thing that we're not prepared for in the same way. But then it points coming over to Amy, because how do you prepare for wind?
It's just impossible. You can't. Once you're in it, you're stuffed. And and especially when it's raining as well, when it destroys your umbrella, it's just devastating.
Yeah, I guess there is a moment of silence for all those umbrellas that have been lost. And I think that's the worst thing as well, is that you go out and you think you're prepared with an umbrella in the rain, and then as soon as you step out, the wind takes it, your umbrella's broken, or you don't feel comfortable using it, and you kind of just have to deal with the rain.
And I think that's the thing. I think humidity, the thing that does affect it is humidity, I don't feel is as bad wherever you are, which I think is what Amy was touching on. Mm. Wind everywhere. I think you could go most places around the world and strong winds are annoying.
Oh, God, I hate the idea of going somewhere like in a desert. I mean, I've been in a desert when it's been windy, and it just, the grit hitting you in the face. Mm. No, it's not fun. Whereas, no fun at all.
Whereas humidity, if you get humidity in your, on the Costa del Sol, and you've got this glorious sea, you've got your towel, your spade, and your swimming costume, and you dive into the water, that humidity is gone, and almost the experience of the water is improved by the humidity, because you know that when you come out, you're not going to be freezing cold, but then equally when you go in, it's more refreshing because of that humidity. Whereas I would say black clouds do not give me any impetus to want to go in the water. They ruin a beach, they destroy it. And then equally a wind, if you've got a strong wind on a beach, you come out the water, the whole experience is ruined.
I do feel though everywhere. That unfortunately, as much as I'm sure we'd all like it, not every day is a holiday. And I think the worst thing with humidity, imagine being stuck in a suit and tie, you go to an office job, maybe even in the city, like if it's in the city, it's going to be even harder to cope with, there's going to be people everywhere. Imagine being on the underground in a suit on the hottest, most humid day. You get other people's kind of sweat.
Oh,
your
no.
glasses steam up because you can't
Tom,
see. And now you can't see.
You've given me shivers. And as my catchphrase is now becoming, shivers mean points. Oh,
yeah.
Gross. I think possibly you found the one place where humidity that I've experienced is the worst ever, and that is the London Underground.
Mm. Yeah, it doesn't get helped by the fact that you know you're breathing in other people's sweat.
Oh,
I tell you what's even worse, though, the subway in New York. I've been twice to New York, and the second time we went was in the middle of a heat wave, and we went on the subway, and it seems to be the one place that doesn't have air conditioning, and it's not as clean as the tube. It's not as nice looking. Oh, it was vile, absolutely vile.
Love the drop of I've been to New York twice in there. No. Gotta say, love it. You got the underground.
Sorry, I've been
to New York twice. Boom.
It's a bit of a humble brag, isn't it? It's like, I went to New York and it was horrible because of the humidity. It's like, I can't believe I went to New York twice and just had to deal with all that humidity.
Sorry, not sorry.
So, I think it is time for our final points. So, I'll start again. Just feel that the black cloud gets into every part of life. There is just no escape. The other weathers can be escaped. You can stay indoors if it's windy. You can put the air conditioning on if it's humid. But the black, dreary cloud is making your house grim. It's making the outside grim. It's just everywhere grim. Amy.
I just think wind is just the destroyer of all fun. Just even with kites, they just
that
get
works
ruined
for both types of wind.
It gets too windy. You had to get it in there somewhere. How long have you been planning that for,
wind
Tom?
Is the destroyer of all fun. I love that.
I'll give you a point for that, Amy, just because it's open to comedy.
Thank you very much. It makes everything worse and is rubbish within itself as well. And when, I mean, the umbrella breaking is the final straw for me. And I just, I hate it. I hate it.
And over to you, Tom.
I think that humidity is the meteorological equivalent of the nails on the chalkboard. It's not offensive. It's uncomfortable. It makes your skin crawl. It gets up in you, you can't escape it, you just, you can't sit still. It's that feeling that, I don't know quite how to explain it, but everyone knows the feeling of just not wanting to be there anymore, just wanting to escape it, desperately desiring that kind of relief from it.
Your metaphors earn you a point, Tom. So, I think that brings us to a nice conclusion, and that means it is time to go to the scores on the doors.
Ooh.
I've been left behind this week, left behind on a very sad 3 points for my depressing black cloud.
Aww.
But then close up the top, I think this is one of our highest scoring debates.
I know, there are points here, there and everywhere.
We have humidity on 5 and wind on 6.
Oh, just edged it.
So
I thought you had me.
Wind has
there, Tom.
Taken it. Well done, Amy.
Thank you. It's just revolting.
I mean, I think Amy would have sort of exploded had wind not won that. I've never seen such a passionate put down of wind.
No, thank you.
And there we go. So wind is the worst type of weather. Thank you very much for listening. And if you'd like to get in contact with us or tell your friends all about us, then you can either through
our social media channels. On Facebook, we're Mind the Flat Podcast. On Instagram, we're @mindtheflat_podcast. And on Twitter, we're @mindtheflat_pod.
Or you can email us at mindtheflatpodcast@gmail.com.
or visit our website, mindtheflatpodcast.com, where we've got all our episodes from this series and series one. And we'll be back again next week with more debate on another of life's most challenging questions. Until then, goodbye.